6.2 chapter 6 and 10, which is entitled Battle Between the Demigod and Rudrasura. So yesterday Maharaj gave class on the verse
Twelve.
And the next three verses there is no cue for like 13, 14, 15. And so that's why we do the verse 16. I will first read the verse, the previous verse, 13, 14, and 16. Atendro vrachamutyamya nimitam vishpakamana mune sakti chitto bhagavate jasadhita vito deva ganesarve gajendru kaya subhaka stuyamanu nityanes telo kyama shayamiva. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, King Indra very firmly took up the thunderbolt manufactured by Vishvakarma from the bones of Gadichi. So we remember yesterday Gadichi, he actually gave his own body, and with the body they specifically took the bones to make a very powerful weapon for King Indra in order to be able to kill Rudrasura. Charged with the exalted power of Dadichi Muni and enlightened by the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Indra rode on the back of his chariot, Erabata. That is the, Erabata is the elephant, white elephant. Surrounded by all demigods, while all the great sages offered him praise. Thus he shone very beautifully, pleasing the true world, as he rode off to kill Rudrasura. Text 15. Ritam abhyajavakshatum asuranika yukate paryashtam ojasarajam kudo rudra ivantakam. My dear King Parikshit, as Rudra being very angry at Antaka, it's another name of Yamaraj, had formerly run toward Antaka to kill him, Indra angrily and with great force attacked Rudrasura, who was surrounded by the leaders of the demoniac army. So now we have the verse 16. Maybe like Maharaj did yesterday, we can first do the word for word. Tata,
tata,
thereafter,
thereafter,
Suranam,
Suranam,
of the demigod,
of the demigod,
Asurai,
Asurai,
is the demon,
so the demon,
Rana,
a great battle,
Paramagaruna,
very fearful,
Treta Mukhe, in the beginning of the Treta Yuga, Narmadayam, on the bank of the river Narmada,
Abhavat,
took place,
Pratame,
in the first,
Yuge,
so translation of Purport by the Divine Fortune of Prabhupada. Thereafter, at the end of Satya Yuga and the beginning of Treta Yuga, a fierce battle took place between the demigod and the demon on the bank of the Narmada. Herein, the Narmada does not mean the Narmada river in India. The five sacred rivers in India, namely Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, and Krishna, are all celestial. Like the Ganges river, the Narmada river also flows in the higher planetary system. The battle between the demigod and the demon took place in the higher planets. The word Pratame Yugi means in the beginning of the first millennium, that is to say in the beginning of the Vaishvata Manvata. In one day of Brahma there are 14 Manu who each live for 71 millennia. The four yoga, Satya, Trita, Vapara, and Kali, constitute one union. We are presently in the Mahavata of Vibhashvata Manu, who is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vibhashvati Yoga, Pukta Manaham Abhyaya, Vibhashvata Manavi Praha. We are now in the 28th millennium of Vibhashvata Manu, but this fight took place in the beginning of Vibhashvata Manu's first millennium. One can historically calculate how long ago the battle took place. Since each millennium consists of 4,300,000 years, and we are now in the 28th millennium, some 120,400,000 years have passed since the battle took place on the bank of the river Namada. O Maganati Nanda, Sierra Nanda, Shabshuru, Vandiham Shri Guru Shri Papa Kamalam Shri Guru Bhiksharam Shri Shri Rupam Sabhajatam Sahagandara Gunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savaritam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagandara Vitam Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri E Krishna Gana Sindhu Vinagam Guru Jagatpati O Krishna Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namusite Kata Kantara Gurami, Radhina Vadeshan, Vishadana Sutilevi, Panama Milagi Kudye, Panchata Patagya Shakti Pasindya Vacha, Panamakari Yogeshan Yoga. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nanda, Shri Adhikarya Dashi, Shri Adhikarya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yesterday I was reading like every day the Rashima and the Chaitanya Chaitanya. It was interesting because probably in the book he mentioned, I think it was about the story, one son of Advaita Acharya during a kirtan with Lord Chaitanya, with all the devotees, one of his sons, I think the name was Gopal, he faint on the floor.
It was the son of Srinivas.
No, that's another story.
Oh,
the son of Srinivas, he died actually. This time he's just faint and he was not breathing, so everyone was now excited. But and just to mention that what was interesting, Prabhupada was explaining that well, first Krishnadas Goswami, he said that he would not explain more in detail the story because it has already been explained by Vrindavana Sadhu. And Prabhupada, he made this point that one should not, how he says that exactly the word, I don't want to misinterpret it. He says something like we should not elaborate on a subject which has been already described by the Acharya, the Sutra Master. He says offensive actually that only if we have really specific topics, specific things to add, but in general we should not, we should avoid to go on and trying to like kind of saying more than the guru and surpassing. It was mentioned. I was reading this, I was thinking when I wrote the verse of today because it's very technical and I really was the first one I went to say about this. It's so precise and technical about the different topics and I don't have really anything to say to add. But still, I mean, that's the thing every day we have to say something about the verse. So I was actually thinking how, although very technical, speaking about the position of the river and on the star planet, on the higher planetary system, or speaking about the duration of period of the Manus, of the Brahma, of the Brahma, so In one sense, it's also very interesting. Like the Bhagavatam, it's such a unique book, unique scripture, because nowhere else you can find such a description about things happening throughout the universe. It's very unique. I mean, you have other books like you have the Bible or the book like this, but it's very limited. It's very much more close to our daily life, like mostly like in the Bible, they speak about things which happened a few thousand at the most years ago, previously to Moses, but it's quite close from to our daily life, to our modern society. But here, the Bhagavatam speak about things which happen, like for example, this Gapala, it says it happened, Prabhupada calculated it happened 120 million of years ago, which is something will blow into the mind for any person who will read at first how they can say something that this happened so many million of years ago. And more than that, it is an explanation about the duration of life of the Manu. It is explained how in the day of Brahma, each day of Brahma there is 14 Manu, and each Manu there is 71 age. And I mean, the four yugas we know, Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Tretha Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, we know it. The total is 4 million per year, and the life of man is 71 of these 4 million, so it's really amazing. It comes to a very huge amount of years, and we are speaking, and that's only a day of Brahma. I was thinking also it was interesting, because now those there, of course, it's always changing the scientific, the fact they say, which is the daily fact, it changes always more, because the knowledge is based, as we know, on speculation and also on a sense, a direct perception. So it probably explains in the scripture how this kind of knowledge, it's very limited, it's not really pure, so it's changing and changing constantly. But I guess those there, it's I would say generally accepted by the scientists that the creation, the language speak of this famous Big Bang, the main theory, the last 30 years, and it's happened, it must have happened something like, they say 4 billion or 5 billion, I mean there is some variation. But it's really interesting, because if you calculate actually a day of Brahma, it comes to a more or less around this figure. It's all, a day of Brahma is also 4 billion of years. And it's very interesting, because as we know, there is different kind of creation. There is one specifically which happened at every day of Brahma. Brahma create again every day. So it's quite interesting. The Bhagavatam is very, very profound, and even the scientists, many scientists, they agree to see, they have never been such a so-called idea for them. And they have never been scripture which are so detailed about the fact of the universe, of the duration of the universe. And that's the beauty of Bhagavatam, because it's, as devotees, we know, we have faith in the knowledge and the truth of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that actually it's coming from Sri Krishna, it's not different from the Absolute Truth. It is actually pure knowledge. And in this way, we can appreciate, although sometimes when we read just like the verse of today, it seems very technical, and sometimes you wonder how to, by knowing this, I'm going to make, is it going to make me advance more in Krishna consciousness?
or we can say we're trying to make me develop more love of God. Sometimes and it is mentioned actually how the goal of all scripture is to actually of the Veda, and it's to develop our love for God. So, and when we read those kind of verses, it seems quite not so closely related to this very profound topic, and it's very technical. But actually, because it is in relation with the Supreme Personality of God, and just to hear even those kind of description, it's actually very give a lot of purification in our just because it is in relation with Lord Krishna. Just like we have this description here, Prabhupada explained how this river, when the battle between the river and the Asura took place, it's actually not, although he says it happened on the boat on the bench of the Narmada River, he explained how it's actually not the one which is situated on the earth. And it's really interesting how it is explained that all this holy river, we know, Prabhupada said, is five holy river, the Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, and Krishna. Actually, they are not only on this planet Earth, they are also in the higher planetary system. And he explained how that's where actually it took place, this battle. So it's really very detailed knowledge described here in Bhagavatam. And this battle, as it is calculated in the Kupala Prabhupada, we can estimate it that around 120 million of years ago. So that's why I forgot. I mean, if you think about 120 million of years ago, like those in Europe, especially in Belgium and France and those countries, Germany, and they are celebrating the First World War, because it's the centenary, it's 100 years, and they are very actually pointing the importance of celebrating this war, because they say now it's already 100 years, and the problem is that with the passing of time, people they forget, yeah. And they say it's very important, specifically for the young people, young generation, that they are conscious of what happened in the past, and in order to not repeat the same mistake. So they celebrate like this. But it's only 100 years which is compared to this battle. It's actually a very short time. And also, maybe they can, in celebrating the First World War, people can have a kind of remembrance and appreciation for people who give up their life in order to so-called save the liberty of our country. But there is no comparison with the remembrance of, like here, this battle between the demigod and the Asura. And we will see after, it's very interesting topic, like you have story, made so many thousands of books about the war, on how it happened between this country and this country, very detailed story, and people like enjoy to it, and we should actually enjoy it in the same way. Here it's very detailed, many detail about the description of this war, how it happened, and the difference is that by remembering and by hearing the description of this war, and we become purified. And that's really unique from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's actually the effect are never small. Even by hearing the names of people we don't even know, but because it is in relation with the Lord, actually there is a purification. There is no one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which actually has no very profound effect on our soul and our heart, because it's not, as we said already, Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Lord Krishna. So by hearing even those verses, we can actually progress in our Krishna consciousness. So we will see, I mean, the next few days there will be more details about what happened actually during this war, and specifically it will be mentioned more about the personality of Vritasura and the personality of Indra. As we know, the Vritasura was actually an asura, which means normally asuric people, demoniac person, they are very much against the law. On the contrary, the demigod, actually they are devotee. They may have, as Prabhupada explained, some still material desire, but they are devotee, and they always take protection, shelter in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what is very interesting in this battle is that it's kind of opposed. It's Vritasura who become the spiritual master during the very same time they are fighting together, Indra and Vritasura. In the next chapter it will be explained how there was a very deep discussion, exchange of knowledge, specifically from Vritasura, about the goal of life, about so many topics in relation to spiritual life, and in this way we can see that we will be able to appreciate the personality of Vritasura as a very elevated soul. So that's the unique, that's the main, actually, the main, let's say, the main beauty of this this battle is this exchange of words between Vritasura and Indra. And because of this, just by hearing again those story, it's always come at the end in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Krishna. So maybe I will stop, because like I said, I don't want to say so much. Like Prabhupada said, he said most of what is it, most of it. So maybe someone want to say something else.
Thank you, Babu. Now I'm studying a little bit about creationism and Big Bang Theory, Darwinism. And it's interesting because you said at the beginning of your class, the scientists themselves, they see and they prove that they say the world was created 3 or 4 billion years ago. And they say the only scriptures or same scriptures, they say the same than us, is the Vedas. So it's very interesting to see that, yeah, even for that we represent in some extent. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see that even the scientists, they say yes, the Vedas say the truth.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why Prabhupada was so much concerned about this temple that we are now building in Mayapur, because he really want to show to the scientists, to very intelligent person, actually the very deep knowledge of the scripture, of the Veda, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's the proper experience. It's not just a temple, like usually we think of a temple, but he wanted like planetary system, which is described very in detail, and that's actually something which can be a very powerful tool to spread Krishna consciousness Prabhupada really put a lot of energy thinking toward this temple, and it's really nice that we are very lucky actually to be born at this temple, because it is happening.
A comment to Rasula Prabhu's statements about scientists acknowledging the correctness of the Vedas. Well, truly, atheistic scientists would never say that the Vedas are right. It's always a coincidence. Because
they were what?
They would always say it's a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
They cannot say that they will lose the seed and their livelihood. You know, if they want to be atheistic scientists, they always look for materialistic solutions. For those who are, because ultimately we see what we want to see.
Yeah, it's true. If you are not honest, you
We want to find the energy in the Vedas, we're going to find it. Yeah. In the same way as we found some problems with Jesus, who was judged in the court of law. We crucified him according to law. Whatever we want to find, we're going to find. The human sheep, well, we humans, that's what I mean. Whatever we see, whatever we want to see, whatever is our desire, we can see it.
But there is still some people, scientists, they are very also God conscious.
Yeah.
There is also this, and more we are actually supported by this person, more it will help to spread this movement.
But it's incredible to see. I mean, I'm now studying Darwinism for a few months, and it's interesting to see that this theory is just fake from the beginning to the end. But still, it's a main theory in the world.
Mm.
You know, if you say publicly you are against the theory of Darwin, you are just like someone lost, for the scientists, for the media, mass media. But when you go a little bit deeper in this theory, you see it's just fake. It's just not possible at all. It's amazing the power that the scientists have in our life, in our media. And so it's really amazing.
Just to add to this wonderful Darwinism conversation, that when they were pushing Darwinism on the kids in school, they found in the pictures that they had a diagram of how the fetus grows into the fish, the fetus grows into the turtle, the fetus grows into the bird, the fetus grows into the human. That the fetus pictures were actually forged. The artist had an original picture of the fetus, and then he sort of merged them into the next picture. So you say, oh yes, all species come from the same basic growing root. It was all forged. And then pictures of the grey moth, the grey speckled moth that would evolve to adapt to it. It was all forged and faked, and then they faked the jawbone of some Neanderthal being they found. It was all, 20 years later, it was all faked. But this was known as fake, and it was given to the school children to learn. Mm-hmm. It was suits, therefore, we all come from monkeys. So, it's a total trip.
Yeah, many facts are wrong, like the man of they found a man who was a skull of human and of a monkey, and they said, oh, this is our missing, so it's proof now, and they found 2 years later, the problem is it's all fake. But still, it's teaching in school.
Yeah,
still the same. If teaching in school, it's amazing.
Because they're so afraid for the truth to come out.
Yeah,
but the truth equals we're all servants of God.
Yeah,
so they need to do something about that.
It means we're all wrong. So, we're thinking about something else.
If they admit that, as it was said, they would lose the seats, the positions, the titles.
The charade would be over. We'd all be Jack and Irish.
God!
Okay. Shimano Matanki.
Jai! Il Grace Nidabia Yogu Ki Jai!